5 points. Question number 3 is worth 0 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 170 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. And now, trivia players, here's question 1 of Hour 4 of Trivia 44. As a means of retaliation to a variety of insulting pictures posted around the base, Sergeant Snorkel hired a cartoonist to draw pictures of him. What is the first and last name of this cartoonist? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, question number 1 of Hour 4 of Trivia 44. As a means of retaliation to a variety of insulting pictures posted around the base, Sergeant Snorkel hired a cartoonist to draw pictures of him. What is the first and last name of that cartoonist?
Trivia 44 and Mitch DeSantis.
Shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me.
As a means of retaliation to a variety of insulting pictures posted around the base, Sergeant Snorkel hired a cartoonist to draw pictures of him. What is the first and last name of that cartoonist? Good luck from 90 FM.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her. How many people cried? But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said, the color of her. No one told me about her.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's all we have for question one of hour four. As a means of retaliation to a variety of insulting pictures posted around the base, Sergeant Snorkel hired a cartoonist to draw pictures of him. What is the first and last name of that cartoonist? The answer of question one of hour four, Tom Richmond. Once again, the answer to question one, hour four, Tom Richmond. Moving on, question two, hour four. Please provide the next line of this poem. Slowly, silently, now the moon walks the night into her silver shoon. Please take it to the next semicolon. Once again, question two of hour four. Please provide the next line of this poem. Slowly, silently, now in the moon walks the night in her silver shoon. Please take it to the next semicolon. Good luck from 90 FM. Please provide the next line of this poem. Slowly, silently, now the moon walks the night in her silver shoon. Please take it to the next semicolon. Good luck from 90 FM.
Keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That is all the time we have for question two of Hour Four. Once again, please provide the next line of this poem. Slowly, silently, now the moon walks the night in her silver shoon. Please take it to the next semicolon. The answer? The way and that she peers and the sees silver fruit upon silver trees. Once again, Hour Two, question four. I mean, Hour Four, question two. The way and that she peers and sees silver fruit upon silver trees. Moving on to question three of Hour Four. According to a big band leader, he came up with this legendary sound accidentally while sucking liquid refreshment through a straw. What is the first and last name of this legendary band leader? Once again, question three, Hour Four. According to a big band leader, he came up with the legendary sound accidentally while sucking liquid refreshment through a straw. What is the first and last name of this legendary band leader? Good luck from 90 FM.
Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they're rockin' in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with one another. Roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. Well, hey, in the morning, I'm giving you my morning. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Hey, diddle, diddle, I'ma play my fiddle. Ain't got nothing to lose. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. You know she wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven, I roll over Beethoven.
According to this big band leader, he came up with this legendary sound accidentally while sucking a liquid refreshment through a straw. What is the first and last name of this legendary band leader? Good luck from 90 FM.
Well, you got a new dance and it goes like this. Peppermint twists me. Let's do
remember mid-Christmas. It's all right all night. It's all right. It's okay all day. It's okay. And you'll learn to do this. The peppermint twist.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question three of hour four. Once again, according to a big band leader, he came up with this legendary sound accidentally while sucking liquid refreshment through a straw. What is the first and last name of this legendary band leader? The answer to question three? Shep Fields. Once again, the answer to question three of hour four? Shep Fields. Moving on to question four of hour four. What is the first and last name of this big screen character who, prior to meeting his untimely death, was a candy maker known as the Chocolate King? Once again, question four of hour four. What is the first and last name of this big screen character who, prior to meeting his untimely death, was a candy maker known as the Chocolate King? Good luck from 90FM. Happy trivia.
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knee. I know that's him. Yeah, it's 7-11 down in the boy's gym. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall?
Everybody always picking on me.
What is the first and last name of this big screen character who, prior to meeting his untimely death, was a candy maker known as the Chocolate King? Good luck and happy trivia.
Took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made their bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. old Hickey Gray said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when they touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question four of hour four. What is the first and last name of the big screen character who, prior to meeting his untimely death, was a candy maker known as the Chocolate King? The answer to question four of hour four, William Matthews. Once again, answer to question four, hour four, William Matthews.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Question five of hour four. Before professional athletes were paid multi-million dollar salaries, there was a time when they needed to have a part-time job. Fictional athletes Freight Train and Ed Huddles joined together to earn extra money by playing in a rock group. What is the name of that fictional group? Once again, question five of hour four. Before professional athletes were paid multi-million dollar salaries, there was a time when they needed to have part-time jobs. Fictional athletes Frank Train and Ed Huddles joined together to earn extra money by playing in a rock group. What is the name of that fictional group? Happy trivia and good luck.
Thank you.
Before professional athletes were paid multi-million dollar salaries, there was a time when they needed to have a part-time job. Fictional athletes Freight Train and Ed Huddles joined together to earn extra money by playing in a rock group. What is the name of this fictional rock group? Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question five of hour four. Before professional athletes were paid multi-million dollar salaries, there was a time when they needed to have a part-time job. Fictional athletes Freight Train and Ed Huddles joined together to earn extra money by playing in a rock group. What is the name of that fictional group? The answer to question five, hour four, The Offensives. Once again, the answer to question five, hour four, The Offensives.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing, Mitch?
I'm having a blast.
Good, good. Well, you know, I had a great time in my first 3 hours. I was just rocking away, having a blast at it. And, of course, you know, then you came in and pushed me out.
Yeah, I have to say one thing.
What?
You have the voice of an old angel.
What do you mean an old angel?
Well, I'm sorry, Oz. I'm 22, you're 67.
Seven. Quit reminding me. Okay. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank all the players out there and tell them that I learned something from all these years. Finally, after all these years, I learned I'm going to give out the complaint line number, and I have the phone shut off, so it won't ring right now, okay? So I'm going to give the number, and then I'm going to walk out of the room and then turn the phone on, okay? And oh, in that one question where the answer was William.
Yes.
We accepted Bill.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. That way, I just eliminated about 40 calls right there. The complaint line number, thanks to the technological genius of AT&T, is 715. Yes, we have to enter that number now. 715-321-1623. That, again, in Manhattan, 715-321-1623. And for those of you with speed dials, that's BR549. And if I don't answer that line, well, too bad. No, it's 715-321-1623, and happy dialing.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Yeah. All right. Question six of hour four. Big screen character Andy, an employee of Smart Tech, packs up some of his possessions to sell on eBay and wishes one of them Godspeed. What is the rank, first and last name of that action figure? Once again, question six of hour four. Big screen character Andy, an employee of Smart Tech, packs up some of his possessions to sell on eBay and wishes them one of them Godspeed. What is the rank, first and last name of that action figure? Good luck. Happy trivia from 90 FM. Character Andy, an employee of Smart Tech, packs up some of his possessions to sell on eBay and wishes one of them Godspeed. What is the rank, first, and last name of that action figure? Good luck from 90 FM. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
girls. Yeah, you turn me on. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question six of hour four. Once again, big screen character Andy, an employee of Smart Tech, packs up some of his possessions to sell on eBay and wishes one of them Godspeed. What is the rank, first and last name of that action figure? The answer, Colonel Steve Austin. Once again, question six, hour four, Colonel Steve Austin.
Jesse begs to differ with that. He says it's Colonel.
You had no idea.
Colonel. Oh.
I wanted to say that so bad, but I thought I'd get my throat, like, straight. Hearty har har. Anyway, moving on to question seven of hour four. Fasten your seatbelts. What is the first and last name of the 1954 Women's United States Archery Champion? Once again, question seven of hour four. What is the first and last name of 1954 Women's United States Archery Champion? Good luck from 90 FM.
Trivia 44 and Mitch DeSantis.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar, tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty, and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we've never known. It's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy five copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Good
idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Like a blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Blue-eyed groupies would do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy five copies for me?
What is the first and last name of 1954 Women's United States Archery Champion?
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question 7 of hour 4. What is the first and last name of the 1954 Women's United States Archery Champion? The answer, Lorette Young. Once again, the question 7, hour 4, Lorette Young. Moving on to question 8. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character that was described as a type of guy who gets mustard on his shirt when not eating anything with mustard? Once again, question 8, hour 4. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character that was described as the type of guy who gets mustard on his shirt when not eating anything with mustard? Good luck from 90 FM.
Oh,
What is the first and last name of sitcom character that was described as the type of guy who gets mustard on his shirt when not eating anything with mustard? Good luck! Down in the back, phones down in the back. That's all the time we have for question 8 of hour 4. What is the first and last name of the sitcom character that was described as the type of guy who gets mustard on his shirt when not eating anything with mustard? The answer, Jason Shershow. Once again, question 8, hour 4, Jason Shershow.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. Portessi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portessi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable. Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today.
Good evening, trivia players. With 90 FM News, I'm Aubrey Giordana. Will tourists soon see flocks of baaing sheep at the Eiffel Tower and bleating ewes by Notre Dame Cathedral? This could be the case, since Paris City Hall this week installed a small flock of sheep to mow the lawn at the city's gardens, replacing gas-guzzling lawnmowers. Four woolly ewes, shipped in from an island off the Brittany coast, are currently munching the grass surrounding Paris Archives buildings. The number of sites doing that could expand from October in and around Paris. The ovine operation follows a successful stint last year by two goats that were hired privately by the Louvre to mow the lawn at Tuileries, central Paris's grand 17th century gardens. Motorless and independent, the four-legged workers contently munch day and night, oblivious of the France's strict 35-hour work week. A similar experiment in a park outside Paris even found that sheep droppings were a benefit, bringing swallows back to that area. It might sound funny, but animal lawnmowers are ecological, as no gasoline is required and cost half the price of a machine, said Marcel Collet, Paris farm director. And they're so cute. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In central Wisconsin weather, it is 36 degrees outside, and I'll have the team standings from Hour 3, the point values of Hour 3, and the first question of Hour number 5 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Dan Waterman from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Yes, I would.
First question, what is your team name?
Sexual zombies eat what?
What do sexual zombies eat, I guess is the real question.
Too early in the contest to tell. I was going on a foot with some toad jam a little earlier and working my way up, but then she started moving and running away.
What did you all do before the Oz came around?
Well, we wandered through the myriad of places, and we had no clue. The Oz came and guided us to a wonderful place in trivia and life.
Can you give me your best zombie Porky the Pig impersonation?
That's all, folks.
Can you summarize this year's contest in 3 words?
Hungry. Blonde girl.
What is your team slogan?
Eat them before they get away.
Can you say that with a British accent?